A winner says, let's find out. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campbell, California, with Absolute Philosopher. A winner says, let's find out. What has that got to do with being an absolute philosopher? A winner says, let's find out. Well, so many times we like to think we know it all. We like to think that we've got the answer for everything that ever came along the pike. And a winner says, let's find out. So, as you know, discussions come up in groups of people in all sorts of areas where they say, okay, Sylvia, what is the name of a joker? What is the name of a joker? And Sylvia says, well, what do you mean? A joker is a joker. And I said, yes, that's the name of the joker. Why did you doubt yourself? You see, we do that. We have the truth right before us. We have the information right before us. But we expect it to be hard and difficult. And so we make it difficult for ourselves. And it's stupid. It's stupid. Sylvia, what is the name of a joker?
Joker.
Hi-ya! My God, you're a smart woman. Ellen, what's the name of Jeremini?
Jeremini.
What's the name of it?
Ellen Jeremini.
No. Jeremini means what?
Class, fabulous, genius, divine, beauty, eternal youth.
I hope you have informed your son of that information.
He knows already.
Oh, he knows it already. Well, good for him, but now do you know it too?
Yes.
All right, Ingeborg, Pukert. What does Pukert mean?
I have no idea.
Ingeborg Pukert. We're giving you the answers.
Yes.
What does Ingeborg, what not Ingeborg, what does Pukert mean? Pukert means
to.
Yeah.
To push,
to drive.
What?
To drive.
Yes.
To drive crazy.
Drive what? Pukert means
crazy.
Pukert means
energy.
Pukert means the ultimate of perfection expressed in man. Pukert means the ultimate of perfection expressed in man. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Remember it.
Yes, thank you.
All right, you will. Pukert means the ultimate of man expressed in perfection. Do you have any other Pukerts around the world?
Yes.
Well, write them a letter and tell them. Pukert means the ultimate of man expressed in what?
Perfection.
In perfection. Now, do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe that you are the expression of the ultimate of magnificence and perfection and goodness?
Yes.
Wow. Isn't it a glory to be in a presence like that? Isn't that something?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Ellen, isn't it a glory to be in a presence?
Absolutely.
Douglas, isn't it a glory to be in a presence of a person like that?
Yeah.
Now, Ellen, when I say the word pes to you, what does it remind you of? Ellen?
Of the big philosopher who lived in Switzerland and whose name was Hermann Hesse.
Hermann Hesse. Have you ever read any of Hermann Hesse's works? He wrote Siddhartha, among others.
Yeah.
Excellent philosopher, excellent mind, beautiful. And Siddhartha was who? Do you have any idea? Siddhartha was, anybody want to tell him?
Not a name for Buddha.
The Buddha. It was the Buddha in his younger years before he became the Buddha. So see, this is the type of heritage you have.
I know.
Oh, you know that.
Oh, no. I didn't know it.
But now you do.
Now you know.
Yeah.
But I always thought my name is H-E-S-S?
Yeah, but...
Hesse was
a... Go ahead.
H-E-S-S-E.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's close. Does
it bother you?
No, I don't bother
you. Okay, good.
Just except...
I'm closer to petroleum oil.
Oh, Hesse is petroleum?
Yeah, Hesse is a big...
Petroleum company,
yeah? Yeah, gasoline company.
My goodness.
Yeah. Well, it's abundant.
So, in other words, your name means petroleum, wealth, and abundance. Yeah. Fantastic.
The trucks. You didn't see the gas tankers?
No, I haven't seen them. No, I really wasn't looking, so I missed it.
HESS?
HESS. Well, now we will certainly be aware of them now that you've brought the trucks in.
They're mostly on the East Coast.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
They're in Pennsylvania, you know, in Philadelphia,
that's where
and in Delaware and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, where my sister lives, yeah. That's great. So next time I visit my sister, I shall look for all the Hess petroleum companies that exist there. Fantastic. But you see, we have the authority to say who we are. Let's find out. Let's find out who we are. Now, he didn't need to stop at Hermann Hesse. He wanted to go in an American Hesse.
Oh, I got more.
Oh, you got more.
My dad, he was a cousin of Rudolph Hess.
Rudolph Hess? Yeah, oh, this is the, from Germany, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
Rudolph Hess.
I guess.
This is a famous
Rudolph Hess.
Yeah, Rudolph Hess, yeah.
Who left the
he left Germany and abandoned it to go to America.
Yes.
And anyhow, but these are beautiful things, but this is, hush, this is what we want to do. Pardon me for saying hush, but I want to go on with my talk. I've only got so many minutes to do this in. Okay, now, a winner says, let's find out. Let's find out who we are, and you're doing good research, and you're going to do good research, and you're doing good research, and that's super. Byerly means little peasant or little farmer, and that's what the dictionary says. And I'm writing a dictionary that says, Byerly says, the master fulfilled. The master fulfilled.
But he always says it's better to be early than be late.
Better to be early than be late. Well, he certainly was right, wasn't he? He certainly was right. Now, a winner says, let's find out. What do we want to find out? We want to find out that we listen within and we hear our divinity. We listen within and we hear the divine in us telling us all that we ever want to know or all that we ever choose to know or all that we ever need to know. Although need is not a correct word there. But the divine within always reveals to us. Now, if Ingeborg would have persisted in saying, I don't know, then Ingeborg would have been scattered to the dust. She would have been cremated and her dust would have been scattered to the weeds of the world because Ingeborg didn't care. She says, I don't know. Anytime any of you, any of us, say, I don't know, we are saying the divine in us is asleep. The divine in us is not there, is not doing its job. And we always want to say the divine in us is awake, alive, alert, enthusiastic about life, especially our life. This is what it's all about. This is why we say, a winner says, let's find out. Let's find out who we are, what we are, where we're going, what our values are in life, what's important for us to experience. Now, we have lots of people in our world, and if I start mentioning them, I'll forget some, and I don't want to do that. See all the rabbits running across the yard out there. Now, I don't want to forget some of them, and so I won't mention them by name. But I will say that every single person associated with the University of Healing, with God Unlimited University of Healing, and the University of Philosophy, and the Church of God Unlimited, and the Absolute Monastery, and the School of the Master, everyone associated with us in any way at all is a master. And the reason that they are a master is because they understand who they are. They understand that everything they speak, everything they do, is that of a master. How do I know that? The divine within told me. How do you know that? The divine within tells you. When we really let go and let the divine within reveal itself to us, everything is an open book. Sylvia will be leaving tomorrow morning at the bright hours of 4 for Europe. She'll be going to Switzerland. And on the way to Switzerland, Sylvia is going to have an adventure that she has never before had in her life. She's going to have so many hours of peaceful quiet that she is going to be listening to the divine within herself and having a relationship with the divine within herself, revealing all to her of her divine self. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Very good. So, Ellen,
yes.
After Sylvia gets back and we start heading to Switzerland and Germany and Italy and Austria and Africa and England and all these places, what's going to happen to us?
Same thing.
You see, he's trained to take the offering. Rex is standing here holding the bread basket ready to, in the upward position, ready to take the offering. I mean, we've trained this dog to do that job, you know, and he does even a little dance in preparation for it. He wants you to realize that this is just part of the show. And this is part of the show. When we realize that we are divine, when we realize that we are the flow and we are all that matters, everything works out for us. What does it say? A winner says, let's find out. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I am too. Let's go. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.